Bell Jar Cities. Please note, this bit of tech may make more sense if you first do the nested grid technique. The text for that has pictures of the geometries involved. Bell Jar Cities, overview. One of the simplest planetary service techniques is to place a nested grid or bell jar over a large metropolitan area and then fill that container with high frequency energy of the Elohim. A bell jar is a glass device used in chemistry to maintain and protect the atmosphere around an experiment. The nested grid has an analogous function in this technique. Planetary service work is often conducted in groups, so the instructions reflect that perspective. And you may also do the same work alone. Working alone in the Uraeus Temple is even more effective. Note, I place each metropolitan area in brackets, i.e. Washington, D.C., to remind you that the same process can be repeated at any number of locations at your discretion. Preparation. Begin by unifying your field if you haven't already. If you have trained your field to unify the command codes, Fibonacci sequence is a quick way to do so. Thus, unify field. 1-1, 2-1, 3-2, 5-3, 8-5, 13-8, 21-13, 34-21, 55-34, 89-55, 144-89. Optimize field for frequency work. Take a deep breath and allow yourself to relax. Feel your body fully supported by the earth and allow yourself to relax even more. Sit quietly for a few moments and allow yourself to fully experience your unified field. Now invite the Council Healers to unify the fields of all participants. This may be a group of physical humans working together or a single person working with the Council Healers. Unifying a group together is like tuning a laser beam to the same precise frequency. Metropolitan areas. We can enact this next sequence repeatedly with a number of cities around the globe. Let's start with Washington, D.C. Ask the council to take you to an appropriate vantage point where you can see the entire metropolitan area easily. Observe the bell jar like a sphere of light that already surrounds the area. It has been placed there by the Uraeus group and their agents. As with all 5D work, we don't need to make it happen. We simply have to invite, intend, and allow it to unfold. Council Healers and your essence, as always, are guiding the process. Now, using your breath, fill the bell jar with the energy of Grace Elohim, the silver ray. Just witness as beautiful, radiant, silvery light suffuses the container. See this divine energy touching all the inhabitants, human, animal, plant, and Gaia herself. Let the light of Grace Elohim grow even stronger. Now again, using your breath, begin to fill the bell jar with turquoise light as well. You don't need to do it. Simply witness as it unfolds. Observe how beautifully the silver and the turquoise lights complement each other. See this combined light suffusing the container, touching each and every inhabitant of all sorts. And again, using your breath, begin to add a stream of Liberty Elohim. liberty appears as a brilliant deep green light shot through with streaks of silver and gold. Observe the grace, turquoise, and liberty continue to expand within the container, touching everyone and everything. Feel the vibrational frequency of the entire metropolitan area rise in strength and intensity. Note, you may invoke any and all Elohim energies that feel appropriate. As you continue to gain mastery of this work, you will know which Elohim to invoke at which time. Turquoise and grace are always good choices. I'm also particularly fond of Victory Elohim, the signature of the Divine Mother's ultimate victory over all darkness, ignorance, and suffering. Victory is the color of lapis lazuli, deep midnight blue, shot through with flecks of gold. Repeat with new location. When you feel complete, it's time to move to another location. You may either select a city that calls to you or ask the council for a recommendation. Observe as the council gently zooms you out and away from Washington, D.C., flying you eastward over the Atlantic and zooming gently in towards London. Repeat steps above with this new location. When you feel complete, ask the council to move you to the next location. Repeat this with as many cities as you like. Conclusion, the big picture. Let's conclude this sequence by zooming out high above the earth to observe the entire grid. Ask the council to zoom you up and up, higher and higher, far above the earth. You are not subject to gravity nor to vacuum, so you can visit here with full comfort and security. Observe the entire grid of Bel-Jar cities, all connected by lines of energy. Witness how the light you channeled into several discrete locations has spread out to illuminate the entire grid. Notice how beautiful it is from this vantage point. Take a few moments to appreciate how this network of light benefits the entire planet. Consider how this higher frequency affects humanity, helping to uplift our lives into greater peace and prosperity. When you feel complete, take a few moments to thank the Council for their guidance and support. Ask if there is anything they wish to communicate at this time. When you feel ready, allow yourself to come back to the room where you're sitting. Feel yourself sliding back to 3D. Feel gravity holding you securely to the planet, and open your eyes. You may want to include your own locale in this sequence. It can be quite uplifting to walk around familiar streets, imagining them to be suffused with the Elohim energy, feeling these higher dimensional energies uplifting your friends and neighbors. Make a recording. As is generally the case, this exercise can be helped to flow more easily if you make an audio recording in your own voice, allowing pauses in the appropriate places, or pausing the playback at appropriate times. Once you have repeated this sequence often enough, it becomes second nature and begins to take on a life of its own. It always delights me when a technique comes alive, leading me in directions I hadn't imagined till then, and revealing deepening insights that delight me as they arise into awareness. This work continues to grow stronger, more vivid, more delightful, the more I engage it. I hope you will experience the same.